This is Todd Zwillick with The Takeaway. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota is a member of the Senate leadership. This week, a small group of reporters, including myself, caught up with Thune and asked him about the politics of the big Wall Street regulation bill that's working its way through Congress right now. Talks between Republicans and Democrats are going on right now in anticipation of a test vote and kind of a showdown that's coming up on the bill. We asked Thune for the latest thinking about what's going on with the bill.
I think it is a work in progress, and it all depends on how fast they want to try and wrap it up. And if they decide that they think they can pick off a Republican or two and pass something, then I think that's what they'll probably try and do. If our folks hold together, then we are in a position where we can exercise some leverage and continue to have a discussion that hopefully incorporates more of our ideas and narrows the range of issues that Republicans have big concerns about. The ideal would be to get a bill that gets 75 or 80 votes up here, and I think that's still possible. But it won't be if they decide to pull the trigger and cut this thing off and go alone.
Still sort of the same flashpoints, consumer protection, $50 billion resolution fund, derivatives, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's still there's still a discussion about how it would work, and I think that's a point of one of many points of contention. But like I said, they're not irreconcilable things. But there's going to be some give and take. And
I think there's Democrats treating the fund as a bargaining chip that they'd be willing to let go of in exchange for some sort of.
Well, I think they would like to think that would be, that they would do something with that, which I think they've already conceded they would give. I mean, that's something that Geithner has said they don't think makes any sense. They may think that's a concession that they make to get something from Republicans in return. But. Like I said, I describe it all still very fluid. I don't think there's a lot of, it's not close to getting done.
What happens in the next day or so?
Well, I think it's possible, but I just don't think it's possible to get a deal like now or tonight or tomorrow. I think it's probably going to take there's some work, but, Shelby and his staff are constantly working these issues, and I hope that the Dems continue to stay with it in good faith, and if they do, then, I think it's entirely possible that this thing gets resolved, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
Generally, did Senator Shelby indicate that they were in good faith, that the talks seemed to be in good faith?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I think so.
Did the Goldman lawsuit play into this movement that we're seeing this week?
I think the timing was pretty coincidental. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know. Oh, you mean it did from our standpoint? No, but I mean, I think it played on. It definitely added to the sort of the political argument that the Democrats were making, and so I thought it was interesting timing that.
Do you think it helped bring the two sides together to negotiate?
Not really. I don't think it was. I think people always sort of view that as it's a civil lawsuit. They're going to push back against it. They're going to go to court and let the evidence decide it. But I don't think that it had. I wouldn't describe it as a catalyst on this. I think it was fortuitous timing for the Democrats to have that thing break when it did. But it's not. It didn't. I don't think it's affected our calculus. Well, I just think that it reinforces that the perception that people have about some of these Wall Street investment banks, and again, some of these allegations that are being made are going to have to be tested in court, and obviously Goldman maintains that they didn't do anything illegal, and of course this is not a criminal case, it's a civil case, but I think it's going to have to go through the process but I do think that it certainly, in my view, was coincidental that the decision to file the lawsuit came down right in the middle of sort of these discussions about this bill.
Are Republicans wanting to wait to sign off on any sort of deal until they've heard what President Obama says on Wall Street tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a sign off on any deal before that. So. I'm guessing that, we'll hear what I was coming. I don't think so. No, I mean, I don't think that's something.
I mean, you're not close enough that it could have been tomorrow if you weren't going to Wall Street.
I don't think so. I mean, my sense is that's not, this thing doesn't get sewn together that soon, I would guess, yeah. But that's just kind of my sense. I mean, maybe it's possible that miracles happen around here and all of a sudden issues go away. But I think that the Dems may decide that they're going to push the issue and force another cloture vote, and so we'll have to see where the votes are if that happens.
How confident are you right now that you've got the 41 staying together?
Well, I'm not entirely confident, but I'm hopeful, and I think that there are these issues that are still outstanding. There are some things in this that are just bad, and I think most of our caucus believes that, and I don't think that most of our caucus is going to sign on to something that they think is really bad policy. So, but you know, like I said, I hate to make any predictions about that, and we'll see what happens if it happens.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.